Asian Star 101.6 FM, Arjun Sanam Hojjar. 8:13, Monday morning. Good morning to you. Hope all is well on a Monday morning as you wake up from a lovely weekend. I hope it was a lovely weekend anyway. Whatever you did, maybe a busy one or perhaps a relaxing one. Maybe you went out, maybe you stayed in. Family time, I don't know. Whatever you did, I hope it was good. Did you go shopping this weekend? And if so, where? That is what we're talking about this morning. In the news today, the River Island store in Slough has closed. That now means that River Island is closed. BHS is closed. I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw someone post on social media the Topshop shop in Slough is closed. That's an outlet shop. I don't know if that's true or not, so we can't go into that. But I remember back to a time where Slough had a big Topshop store, River Island, Bay Trading. There were loads and loads of shops, weren't there, in Slough. All closed shops as well, and there were the independent shops as well. The only main high street name left now in Slough, unless I'm much mistaken in terms of actual shopping, is probably Primark. So, while the council say we've launched the new curb, which will increase footfall and attract retailers to the area, River Island would have known about the new curb when they left the area because, to be fair, it was a year overdue. So River Island would have known, but they still decided it wouldn't bring the footfall they needed to the high street. If you go shopping, do you still use Slough or do you go elsewhere? That's my question. And if you don't use Slough, what would drag you back to using your town to go shopping in? 01753 531016. Give me a call if you are a shopper. Tell me if you're on the text, 07902 867 857. We're talking about shopping this morning. Is Slough too far gone to be a serious shopping centre, or do you still use it? The other thing to consider is Slough has many small independent shops in it as well. If the footfall falls too far, then these little independent shops will also be forced to close because there will just be no one to sell to. Love to hear from you. 01753 531016, or text 07902 867 857. Get in touch this morning. Tell us what's good for you this morning. We need to hear from you. Asian Star, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're live on the radio. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I heard you're talking about Slough.
Yes. Do you shop in Slough?
There are more of cash converters and phone brokers than real good shops in Slough. And the council really needs to consider this thing because it's becoming like a ghost town. And majority of the people, like I myself, I really don't want to come into high street because they're not really good shops.
Do you do you live in Slough?
They rent something over there. They have to get families. They need to do something to bring families into the shopping area.
Yes.
It's not a good area now anymore. It's not a good high street there.
Do you live in Slough? Hello?
Sorry, just give me 1 second.
Oh, very bad line. Very bad line.
Yeah, sorry, I was saying.
Oh, that's
that,
better. Hello. Do you live in Slough?
Yes, I do.
Where do you go for your shopping now? If you're going like clothes shopping or something like that, where do you go instead of Slough then now?
I'll tell you honestly, I go towards Dorothy Perkins, which is on Bath Road.
Oh, yes.
And I prefer being on Farnham Road than coming into High Street Slough, because the shops there are really not good anymore. The only shops that you get to see are like pound shops or maybe cash converters or pawn brokers. And those kind of shops, what are they? I think crime has been more kind of brought forward, because obviously if those kind of shops are, you know, in the market, like the cash converters,
yeah,
like the cash converters, then obviously.
So you think Slough has a changing face for shopping?
Yes.
Yes. You're not alone, I can tell you. We've got Bushra, who's texting, prefers to go to Reading or Staines for shopping. So there we go. Damning words. Listen, I didn't even get your name. Who are you?
My name is Binu.
Well, it's lovely to speak to you. Have a lovely day, whatever you're doing today, and thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Playing tomorrow's hits today. Fresh new hits only on Asian Star 101.6 FM.
Asian Star 101.6 FM. Goldie Desi Crew at 8:19. Good morning, Asian Star. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paramjeet.
Paramjeet, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good. So we're talking shopping with the news that River Island has quit Slough. Their nearest store is now Windsor. You live in Slough?
Yeah, I live in Slough. I've been living here since 2001.
Okay, so where do you do your shopping now? If Slough has changed a lot, where do you do your shopping now? Are you still a Slough shopper or do you go elsewhere?
Well, I would go elsewhere, like Uxbridge, High Wycombe, Reading. The only thing really now, since even River Island has gone, I use it for Marks and Spencer's, Holland and Barrett. That's about it, just a bit of food shopping.
Do you know what? I'll be honest, I did forget Marks and Spencer. You've got Marks and Spencer's, haven't you? Primark, two of the big high street clothes names, and a lot of independent shops. Now, these independent shops are going to struggle as well, aren't they? If Slough cannot retain the bigger shops that's going to draw people into the town, then the independent shops will also struggle, won't they?
Of course, yeah. I mean, to be honest, it's a big put off to live in Slough. I don't know, I don't want to sound a bit snobby, but I feel like moving out of Slough altogether because the town centre has gone downhill over the years.
Do you not think perhaps it's a part of modern day life in that we're 24/7 shoppers and we shop online, don't we?
Yeah.
And a lot of people perhaps go into the shop, try it on and think, yeah, I'll go home and buy that online because it's cheaper. Do you think that's maybe had an effect as well? And perhaps other town centres will follow Slough as more and more people shop online?
Yeah, that's possible. But if there are people like me, I still like to try stuff on before I've, go and buy.
I
do some stuff online, but nothing beats going and shopping yourself. You know,
true.
Trying things on, getting to look at what the material's like before you buy.
Very true. Very true indeed.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you've actually put this debate on because I complain about this quite a lot. So it's nice to air my views, really.
Well, I mean, the council have opened the curve, haven't they? Which is going to hopefully rejuvenate Slough. But with shops leaving, are they going to now come back? Is Slough going to become the cultural centre it was maybe 5-10 years ago with all the big shops back?
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, I live in Slough. I'd like to see it succeed again.
That's right. I mean, I think the curve is really great that, they've put the curve up for kids.
Curve's brilliant as well. And you have still got the big shops, haven't you? TK Maxx, Primark, Marks and Spencer's, the clothes shops, and you've got the coffee shops. Debenhams as well is still on the high street. So it's not all doom and gloom.
Right, and you know the other thing? If you can't compare TK Maxx with other TK Maxx places on the outskirts, like High Wycombe, Uxbridge, Reading, the TK Maxx quality and brands that you can get out of Slough is different from Slough, and that's another thing that maybe people don't notice.
I don't know about that. Listen, Paramjit, thank you for your call. What are you doing today?
Just dropped the kids off, said goodbye to them while I've been talking to you, and I'm going to go to work now.
Well, have a lovely day. Thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
Enjoy your day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The latest news, information, weather and traffic and travel on the Asian Star 101.6 FM Breakfast Show.